Would you pray with me? Father, we praise you that you are worthy of praise and worship. We praise you, God, that you have a design for us to come before you and give to you everything that you deserve. Lord, we intend to do that with the grace that you extend to us. We pray that during this time you would be pleased with our worship, you would be pleased with our thoughts. We pray that you would be pleased with the reading of your word. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. As we come to our time around the Lord's table today, please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy 2. And while you're doing that, think about the role of a mediator. What is a mediator? A mediator is one who sits between two separate parties. These two parties have very conflicting interests. And these two parties have conflicting interests because neither party is willing to change their position. A mediator is one who works to resolve the issue that has kept these two parties separate. In this passage, Paul is writing to Timothy, who's pastoring the church in Ephesus, and he's explaining the importance of prayer for governmental authority. And the reason for that is because governmental authority plays a very significant role in establishing and in maintaining a fair and a just social system so that the most important and the greatest mediating message of all time can be preached. And we see the mediator himself in verses 5 and 6 in our passage. Let's read 2 Timothy 2, 5 and 6. There is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the right time. The first thing we want to see in this passage are the two parties that are being mediated. One party is the one and only God, the one true God. That God is holy, and he is righteous. And in his holiness, he's separate from sin. And to be in a relationship and to be in fellowship with him requires nothing less than sinless perfection. The other party being mediated is mankind. It's sinful mankind. Mankind who has departed from God. At birth, man inherited a sin nature. And that sin nature led him to a lifestyle of words and thoughts and deeds that are only offensive to a holy God. So we have the one true God, and we have all of mankind, and they are separated by God's holiness and by man's sin. And then we see the mediator in verse 5, the man, Christ Jesus. The emphasis here seems to be on the humanity of Jesus. As a mediator, Jesus took on human flesh, and he became united with us in our nature so that he could serve in our place as our representative as he mediated for us. And the way that he did that mediating work is in the beginning of verse 6. He gave himself as a ransom. A ransom is a consideration that is paid for the release of somebody who is under captivity. Each of us was held captive by God's law because in our sin, which we all share, we fall short of God's perfect standard. And God's judgment is that those who fall short of his perfect standard remain judged and they are subject to his wrath. And there is not anything that any of us can do on our own. But Jesus came and he gave his life at the cross. And by giving his life at the cross, he paid the ransom and he released those who would trust in him as their Savior and their Lord. Notice in verse 6 that Jesus paid his life as a ransom for all. Real quickly, what this passage is not saying is that Jesus died for everybody in all human history. What this passage is teaching, the teaching here is that Jesus died for all classes of mankind. He died for the greatest. He died for the smallest. He died for the rich, the poor, the man, the woman. He died for people from all walks of life. So whether you are young or old, whether you're wealthy or you have modest means, whether you live independently or you live at home, if you have trusted in the mediating work of Jesus Christ as your Savior, You understand his death on the cross is your place. You understand that he remedied the problem that is between you and the holy God. Would you join us in communion today? As the elements come to you, would you take them and ponder Jesus as your mediator, Jesus as the one who ransomed you with his own blood? The Lord's table is for those who no longer abide in the sinful things for which Christ died. So while the elements are coming around, examine your own life. Search out your heart. Search out your mind. Search out your affections for the things that you cling to that are offensive to a holy God. Confess those before the Lord and repent from those. Leave those behind and take the elements in a worthy manner. One more thing we want to point out from this passage. It's in the middle of verse 5. Notice that there is one mediator. In the same way that there is one God and only one God, there is one and only one mediator, and that is Jesus Christ. If you are here today and you are trusting in any other mediator, a mediator other than Jesus Christ, you need to know this, that God's word gives you no assurance of your place in eternity. God says that there is one and only one designed for salvation, and that's through faith in his son, Jesus. If you examine yourself today and you determine that you need that Savior and you embrace that Savior as your Lord, your Master, and you want to make it your life to know him, to follow him, to understand him through the reading of his word, communication back to him through time and prayer, join us in taking the elements. Join us today. Come see me or any one of the other elders or the person next to you or the person brought you, and we would love to share with you more about how you can cultivate that relationship with the mediator who died for you. If you're not willing to do that as an unbeliever, simply take the elements and pass them by. This is a time for those to remember what Jesus Christ has done for them. So men, come and serve us, and everybody take on your own, and I'll close our time in prayer.